Violet's Discovery, Part 1. Bang! The gunshot cracked across the speakers. All the runners lunged forward. Violet was quick to get her feet under her, and her legs started pumping as fast as they could. With every step, she went faster and faster. Her stride was steady and strong, and there was no one within her peripheral vision. Sweat rolled off her face, and her heart pounded as she pressed into the wind and heard it whip past her ears. Then, the crowd erupted into applause. "We have our national 100-meter champion, number 334, Violet." Violet slowed her run and began her cool-down walk. A rush came over her as she realized what she had just accomplished. She was the fastest 15-year-old in the nation. She had done it. The car rolled in the driveway, bouncing up and down as it hit each pothole. The traveling home from the meet was much longer and tiring than the ride there. Violet stepped out of the car and finally relaxed. A 3-hour plane ride and a 2-hour car ride had worn her out. Violet carried her bags up the steps to the front door. Just as she began to push the door open, the two family dogs ripped out into the yard. Violet's legs were taken out from under her, and she fell backward. As she tried to catch herself, she felt a sharp pain rip through her leg as it twisted into the ground. "Ouch! You stupid dogs!" she cried out. "What happened, Violet?" her mother called as she exited the car. "My leg! My leg!" cried Violet. "It hurts!" Her mom came over to take a look. "Oh dear, Tom, we're going to have to get her to the hospital." Violet's dad lifted her slowly and placed her back into the car. Off they drove to the hospital. Every bump sent shooting pains through her leg. "What's taking so long, Mom?" Violet was tired of staring at the white ceiling as she lay on the hospital bed. "We've been waiting for the x-rays forever." "They'll get here eventually," responded her mom as she sat reading a book. The doctor finally arrived and sat next to the bed. "Well, Violet, you've certainly had an eventful day. You've gone from being the fastest 100-meter runner in the country to a patient in the hospital. I'm afraid it's going to be a little while before you're running again. You've got a broken fibula. You must have fallen pretty hard." Violet's heart sank as she listened to the news. She knew it was going to be bad, but she was still hoping for better news than this. "Your fibula is right next to your shin bone, on the outside of your lower leg. It's going to be about 8 weeks before you're able to begin practicing again." After getting splinted up and cleared to go, Violet and her parents headed home. Violet was very angry. She couldn't believe this had happened. Those rowdy dogs had ruined her entire summer, and they may have ruined her entire running career. Her anger continued to mount the whole ride home. Violet's dad helped her out of the car and through the door. As soon as she saw the dogs, she whacked them with her crutch and yelled, "You guys ruined everything!" When she finally got to her room, she plopped on the bed and stared at the wall in disgust. "How could this have happened to me? I can no longer do the one thing that I love. This is going to be a horrible summer." Lost in her misery, she glared around the room until her eyes caught sight of the plaque her coach had given her at the end of last season. It read, "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "How am I supposed to be grateful for this?" moaned Violet.